It is the first day of March, and it's a Tuesday, so you know what that means. It is time for another Tech Tuesday with our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, Sarah Kenzie. Sarah is joining us today because, well, we've got another great email hitting inboxes this afternoon, and she's joining me to give us just a little bit of a preview. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining me again today.
Good morning, Brenda.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Is there something special that you kind of think about? Like if you're going to celebrate before the Lenten sacrifice, this is the thing that you're going to want to eat today.
I always really want a donut or like one of those like Polish donuts.
Yeah.
I always forget the name, but they're just delicious. I always think of those.
I think a donut encapsulates all of the things that are wonderful about a Fat Tuesday mm-hmm. because it's dough, it's sweet, it's fried.
A filling in the middle especially is really good.
Even better. All right. Well, I am definitely ready for the Lenten season if I can get a donut in this morning sometime. But well, thank you so much for joining us because, boy, you have been working really hard about really getting us all ready for this Lenten season. And so you put together another email that kind of highlights some of the great work we've been doing here at Mater Dei Radio. So thanks for joining us. The first one, a great interview from the Morning Blend.
So we're including an interview that was on the air yesterday, Brenda, that you did with Lindsay Caron. And she is a local parent who's part of this incredible new project, and it's called the Theology of the Body Parent School. And I actually got to meet Lindsay just a few weeks ago. We sat down for coffee, and she explained, you know, the kind of what they're about and showed me their materials. But it's basically a resource for parents to teach their children the theology of the body in an age-appropriate way. It's through these little mini magazines, kind of the scholastic style. It's kind of like an activity book, but there's no preparation needed from the parent, and it's so well put together. And it's a great way to really equip parents to teach their children, you know, what is the theology of the body? What does it mean to be a person? And it starts with kind of these basic ideas at a younger age that, you know, our life is a gift and kind of goes into, you know, why are we created male and female? Why are we, you know, in the bodies we're in? And then as they get older, then they start learning more about, you know, the sexuality and that aspect. But it really does it in an age-appropriate way and makes it so easy for parents, which is amazing.
Sarah, what I loved and what I found out in talking with Lindsay is that this came from just one idea, mm-hmm. from one person, and then was able to get their friends involved and then really work together at creating this curriculum. Father Matt Libra is the editor of it, and this is a great locally produced resource. And the magazines are so beautifully printed.
Right.
And I think that it would be a great addition to every family to just be able to get this packet, work at it at their own pace, and really learn so much, especially, you know, when you look at the body of work that Pope mm-hmm. St. John Paul II did with theology of the body. This breaks it down into just a very easy, well, childlike bites.
Yeah. And that's something that I really appreciated about it. And in my background, you know, I've done youth ministry and I've been a teacher in a Catholic school. And the one thing we always would say is that parents should be the first teachers of their children. But, you know, the problem is a lot of times they just aren't given the resources that they need to easily, you know, share this information with their children. You know, parents are busy. Like they don't always have time to like dig into, you know, especially like a really heavy theological work and then, you know, draw out what they need to teach their children. Like a lot of parents just don't have time for that. And so it's really made, you know, for parents and, you know, fits into their schedules, which I just love.
Well, the great thing too about the podcast, when you open up your email, you're going to go to the podcast. You're going to find the information about how to get to TOB Monthly Kids and find all of those resources. And there's also ways to actually connect with other parents who are using this. They have a Gathered program too. Again, our interviews are such a great way for us here at Mater Dei Radio to shine the light on some of these great ministries that are happening right here in our own backyard. Sarah Kenzie is joining me today. She is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's put together another great email showing up in your inbox today. We are right here on the verge of the Lenten season, and now for the next several weeks as we move through Lent, as we journey towards Easter, one of the ways that you can really deepen your Lenten practice is by listening to Mater Dei Radio, one of our long produced shows here at Mater Dei Radio, Sunday Commentary.
That's right. So in today's email, we'll be including the most recent episode of Sunday Commentary, and Kevin and Carla are going to go through the readings for this first Sunday of Lent coming up here. And so we're releasing it a few days early just so you can really take that time to listen to the episode, to really dive into those readings, reflect on what they mean. I mean, Lent is such a good time for slowing down and paying attention to what, you know, the church is trying to show us through our Sunday readings.
This is such a great show, too, because you get those Sunday readings. You get, in fact, all of the readings, first, second, and the gospel readings that's coming up on Sunday. Then they give you commentary on it. It is a very short 15 minutes.
Right.
And you get everything that you need to know to prepare for that Sunday liturgy. Well, and you're going to already know ahead of time what the readings are. And now you're ready to hear what your priest has to say when you come. Definitely want to check out Sunday Commentary. Well, Sarah, tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, our Lenten journey has begun again for 2022. You have been working every day. There is something new in the Hail Mary Media app because you want to get everybody ready for a Holy Lent.
That's right. So we have been expanding our app, especially in the prayer section. Similar to what we did for Advent, we have a whole collection of Lenten prayers, reflections. We have several psalms that are known as the penitential psalms, and so they really work well for this season of penance. And we'll have the Stations of the Cross as well, and you can sign up for daily reminders if you'd like for some of these prayers, or a reminder to pray the Stations of the Cross on Friday. So there's a lot of resources on the app. The other thing I wanted to mention is we just added the Liturgy of the Hours with Mount Angel Abbey. And so this is a fantastic way to grow in prayer this Lent. If you go to the Pray section on the Hail Mary Media app, you'll find a link to the live stream. And so every time that the monks at Mount Angel gather for the Liturgy of the Hours, you can live stream it there on the app.
This is amazing. Now, we had a chance to look at this earlier, too, and it is so simple. Right there on your phone, you just press the button, and there it is, ready to pray right along with the monks. Boy, if you want to feel a little closer to heaven, you just pray with the monks up on the hilltop. Sarah, again, another great email. This is a great one this week. As we prepare for Lent, you put some great things in the email, and so I encourage all of our listeners to check it out. And thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie. So that email will be showing up in your inbox just a little later this afternoon. If you are not getting those emails, well, you need to let us know because you want to be able to get those every single week and see what's happening at Mater Dei Radio. You can find out all the information. Just go to our webpage, materdeiradio.com.